Hello, I'm Mark Bradshaw, Labour's spokesperson on transport. I'm just explaining today some of the thinking behind our proposal to increase park and ride fares. Nobody wants really to increase the cost of public transport, particularly not in a city like Bristol. But we have some really difficult choices this year, given the scale of cuts to our budget, the £76 million pounds which is coming out of the city's coffers. We've taken a view that park and ride services are mainly used by people who travel into the city, and as such they're subsidised by Bristol's council taxpayers. At the moment the subsidy is just under about £1 million a year. It's a lot of money that could be spent on other things. So what we're proposing to do is increase the return fare on park and ride journeys. If you buy a season ticket through your employer or buy a carné, it will work out cheaper. And of course, we want to ensure that there's still a big gap between the park and ride fares and the daily costs of driving into Bristol and parking. The daily parking costs for our city range between £12 and £16. So the gap between a £3.95 return fare and a daily parking charge is still quite a big one. Now, we're not the only party to propose increasing park and ride fares. The Lib Dems increased them in 2009 and used many of the same reasons that we're using, which I think are quite valid. The Bristol council taxpayers shouldn't be subsidising the journeys of people mainly from outside of our particular city. And what we also know is the £330,000 that we would raise through this increase can be spent on a whole range of other things. It can be used to reduce the cost of care for our elderly people in our city. It can be used to fund a community safety package, putting back the PCSOs on our streets that have been cut by the Lib Dems, and also to improve things like the Bobby Van, to bring the Bobby Van's services up to scratch again. All those things that matter to local people, all those things that are important to our neighbourhoods. Now, there's been some funny business going on the last couple of days with the Lib Dems claiming that we're going to increase bus fares across the city. Where have they been the last couple of years? Because everybody knows in the city, apart from the Lib Dems, it appears, that the council has no powers over bus fares other than on the park and ride services. Now, we would have powers if we had an integrated transport authority, but the Lib Dems seem to have gone quite cold on that idea. And we know that if there was a Labour administration in this city and we had ITA powers, the integrated transport authority powers, we would be cutting fares, not increasing them. And that's a really clear choice between us and the Lib Dems. Just one last thought on parking charges. The Lib Dems are also going to ratchet up the cost of parking in our city, not just for long stay, but for all types of parking, including in parking bays on streets. In some cases, a 66% increase. They're raising another £500,000 a year from these charges, in a week when Bristol enters the top 12 for the most expensive places in Britain to park, according to which magazine. Now, we do like being in the top 10, top 12 on a lot of things, but certainly not on parking charges, and I think the Lib Dems have a lot to answer for. So hopefully that's made clear the tough choice that we've made to propose increasing park and ride charges. It's not all but bus services across the city, so don't believe what the Lib Dems are saying. But the £330,000 that we raise from this increase would go to supporting the important care and community service and community safety help and support that you value in your neighbourhoods, and I know I do in mine. Thank you.